Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. We've just finished the book of James, and right now we're going to be going through for the next 5 days Psalm 84, one of my most favorite psalms. We're going to be in the New International Version, the NIV, and so happy to be able to share this psalm with you and to pray through it with you. Did you know that God notices you, that He loves you, that He has made a way for you to be made right with Him? And so in light of that, rest. In light of that, you don't need to strive anymore. In light of that, your job is simply to be grateful and to worship Him and to live your life out of gratitude for Him, not out of rote obedience like, oh, I've got to make this checklist to make God like me. No, it's that He's already made you right and now you live your life with joy. Okay, another aside, I've been doing that a lot lately. Here's Psalm 84 verses 1 and 2. In the NIV. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, your dwelling place is lovely. I rest in that beautiful truth today. And I think of the song from a while back about better is one day in your courts and thousands elsewhere, which is a direct quote from this psalm. Lord, what is cool about these words is that one of the sons of Korah who wrote this is talking about the temple of God. And yet now we are your temple. We are your dwelling place. We read that Jesus made His home with us. He tabernacled among us. And now the Holy Spirit tabernacles within us. There is a temple in our souls and the Spirit embodies it. So we are lovely because You are lovely and You are within us. And Lord, I just want to camp there. I want to rest there. I want to find You there. I want to revel in the beauty of it all. And Lord, I don't often think about it, that Your Spirit has a home inside of me, that Your Spirit makes His home in my heart. And therefore, it is a lovely dwelling place. For those who are struggling with self-image and struggling with body image and struggling with just how their lives have turned out or maybe mistakes that they've made, Lord, just re-remind them today that they are Your dwelling place. And they are lovely. Lord, we do yearn for You. We faint for You. But as the sons of Korah wrote this particular psalm, they did not have the beautiful experience of housing You within them. And so we can long for You and faint for You, but we always have access to You. We always have availability to You. And because of what You did by sending Your Son to die on the cross, we always are made right with You, which is just such a holy privilege. We do not have to wait once a year for the Day of Atonement. We do not have to wait for a priest to intercede for us. You have already been that great high priest who's passed through the heavens. You are the one who has made the final sacrifice. It has happened. It is a known fact. History pivots on it, and we can rest in it. So Lord, we do long for You. We love You. You are the living God, but we rejoice in the fact that we can find You right now in this moment. We can be with You right now. I thank You for the holy privilege it is to pray. The holy privilege it is to have connection with You, to have relationship with You, to be loved by You, to hear Your voice, to know Your voice, to discern Your voice, to read Your words in Scripture. All of these things are such a blessing, and how can we thank You enough? I don't know, Lord. I don't know how to thank You enough. I could sing right now, but I don't want my audience to hear that. But if I could, I would get as low as I possibly could just to worship You and jump as high as I possibly could to show You my obedience and my longing and my love for You, because You have done so much on my behalf. You have rescued me from so much. And I know that those listening today have been rescued from so much. Lord, would You continue the healing of our lives? Would you continue to finish that work that you've begun? Those insecurities, those pains, those triggers, those post-traumatic stress disorders that some of us still battle, would you continue that work of healing? And as you do that, we just acknowledge again that we house you. You dwell within us and you are working. So help us to trust you today to do that work. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I hope that this podcast has been a blessing to you and that you are reminded that you are chosen of God and that you are His beloved child.